This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name, Christopher Hotelling, CHRISTOPHERHOTALING. Date of birth 03/31/1977. Date of appointment January 29, 2026. Requesting physician Karen Krutchik, KarenKrutchich. Please rewrite again. KrutchIck, MD. Dear Dr. Krutchik, I have the pleasure of seeing Christopher Hotelling today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 48-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who came to my office with his brother. He is blind since 2023 as per patient retinitis pigmentosa. He has a history of seizure since 2025. He has a total of 2 seizures. During both of seizure, there was no warning. He was confused. He fell. He was shaking, foaming from the mouth, no tongue biting, no incontinence. It lasted about 5 minutes. Postictal confusion was present. For the first seizure, he was taken to the Little Fall Hospital, and for the second seizure, he was taken to the St. Mary's Hospital and then to the Albany Medical Center. No EEG or MRI done. He's taking Keppra 750 milligram 2 times daily. He does not have any seizure since then. He is having shaking of the left arm, and also he has a stiffness. Past medical history, blindness and seizure. Past surgical history, none. Allergy to penicillin medication, Keppra 750 milligram 2 times daily. Social history, he does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol, he uses marijuana. He is single, lives with a brother, he is legally blind, he does not have any children. Family history, mother deceased with smoking, diabetes, chronic renal failure and cancer of the lung. Father deceased due to alcohol problem and cancer of the colon. He has 3 brothers who are alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found that he is having confusion, convulsion, blackout, memory loss, depression, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, physical examination. Blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, nexopulse, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light. He has a nystagmus present. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. He is legally blind. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. Rigidity of the both upper extremities present. Resting tremor of the left upper extremity present. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 48-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, epilepsy. Number two, Parkinson's disease. Number three, blindness. Number four, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the Keppra 750 milligram 2 times daily. I would like to order MRI of the brain and EEG. Patient need carbidopa, levodopa later. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.